Everyone can remember the Yanny versus Laurel debate, but can anyone remember why they heard what they heard? I have decided to dig deep into the mystery and discover the meaning behind the madness. Professor David Elias from the University of Sydney School of Psychology says, the Yanny versus Laurel sound is an example of a perceptually ambiguous stimulus. Personally, I believe lower frequencies increase your chances of hearing the word Laurel, while higher ones are more likely to sound like Yanny. So today I've decided to conduct some research. Here I have two volunteers, my sisters. I will play the recording for them two times each. So what do you hear?
I definitely hear Laurel.
I heard Yanny and Laurel.
The argument is further supported by the assistant professor of audition and cognitive neuroscience, Lars Reich, at Maastricht University. Speaking to The Verge, Reich suggests that the secret is frequency, but some of it is also the mechanics of your ears and what you're expecting to hear. Most sounds, including L and Y, which are among the ones at issue here, are made up of several frequencies at once. Frequencies of the Y might have been made artificially higher, and the frequencies that make the L sound might have been dropped. Professor Hugh McDermott from Melbourne's Bionics Institute suggests that while the frequency of the device you are listening on does have an impact, there are a lot of different factors playing into it. When the brain is uncertain of something, it uses surrounding cues to help you make the right decision, he said. If you heard a conversation happening around you regarding Laurel, you wouldn't have heard Yanny. Personal history can also give an unconscious preference for one or another. You could know many people named Laurel and none called Yanny. McDermott also thinks visual cues may have played a part. You would have noticed it had both the names appearing on the screen with no other context or information. This forces the brain to make a choice between those two alternatives. It is a compelling illusion, and you can hear both those sounds either way. If you hear Laurel, you're technically correct. But don't feel bad if you hear Yanny, because I hear it too.